This is about keeping it simple, and this is about keeping the concentration, right? After 70 minutes of championship hurling.
The ball is poked out, it's high in the air, it's dropping in the care 20 metre line, it's picked up beside a shot from out the field, and the ball goes over the bar, once again from the stick of Cathal Dunbar, popping it over the gar, getting the breaking ball, it's back to three, once again, Eva Quinnigan back on the goal mark, back behind the goals, in no hurry to take this one as we head into the final 2 minutes of this game, wiping the hands and the hurley at the moment, and the referee indicating that he has the time taken into account. It's going to be Eva Quinnigan. What a ball this is to win on the far side of the field. Once again, they go up for it. The ball goes to the ground. Tony Kelly is on it. Again, looking around, trying to dance from way out the field. That's a dangerous ball dropping in with Gary Cooney. Trying to get off the goal! Into the back of the net. Gary Cooney with the stick up for Tommy Gilfoyle. He's on his knees in the commentary box. Gary Cooney outside. Betcha O'Hanlon, the smallest of the three men, got the stick to it and planted the ball into the back of the Wexford net. Damon Ryan is on it at the moment. The ball comes back to Rory O'Connor. Rory O'Connor from out the field. It's high. It's dropping in. Ball going in. It comes into the hands of Conor McDonald. McDonald going through. About to take the shot. He does. And the ball goes over the bar off the stick, but the referee has called the playback. It's going to be a 20 metre free. But what a touch from Gary Cooney. He was inside the middle of Matthew O'Hanlon and Mark Fenning. He was the smallest of the three. He never took his eye off the ball.
Never gave it up. It.
Absolutely. Touched the ball.
What's
the
it worth, Sil? What's it going to be worth?
It's going to be a free for Wexford.
Will they go for it? Will they go for it? That's the question now.
And for Lee Chin, we're into the closing minute of this game. There's absolutely no choice in this one. Chin has to go for this one. Paul Flanagan is there giving out instructions, but what he's really doing is trying to delay the free here. It is going to be Lee Chin with the free. He has to go for the goal. Eva Quinnigan is there. A shot. Oh, Eva Quinnigan taking the ball away and taking it out is Cathal Malone. And again, Tony Kelly was the man that got that ball inside on the line up to this side of the field. It goes up to Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy catching the ball down along the line. He's still driving in. He's still going with the ball. He goes to the ground. He gets up. He releases the ball back. David Reedy trying to get into his hand. And David Reedy's trying to hold the ball. He does very, very close to the line with the 73 minutes gone in this game, holding it on. And it comes back to Rory O'Connor. Rory O'Connor looking around here, about to be challenged. Matthew O'Hanlon, it's not Matthew O'Hanlon, it's Aidan Nolan.
Three is up, the three is up.
Out to the middle of the field. Conor McDonald, a shot, and out. Oh,
I see it!
Taking the ball off the line. Back out to Lee Chin. Lee Chin with a shot. A goal. Into the back of the net for Wexford. Pulling it out of the fire. It's 2.25 to 2.22.
Blow it up, blow
Fergal
it up.
Hogan
it
is out in the middle of the field.
He's not moving back. He's calling for it. He's calling
again,
for it.
There's 3.5 minutes gone. And again, Eva Quinnigan is back. He has his hand up in the air. Eva Quinnigan high. And it's and Clare have won this All-Ireland qualifier in the most dramatic of fashion in Simple Stadium in Turles. One of the real cracking games of the championship from start to finish, and dramatic moments in it. Outstanding performances from start to finish from both sides. But Clare with a Gary Cooney goal, a goal that absolutely didn't look on in any shape or form. But what a finish for the men from O'Callaghan's Mills, and the winner for Clare.
What an effort, Sil. I was here Wednesday night and we were all over the shop. I'm all over the shop again, but for the right reasons. What a display. You know, never to say die. The game ebbed and flowed, superb performances, you know, proper, you know, great substitutions. And I said at the time, what was that Gary Cooney goal going to be worth? And in fairness, Wexford came in again and again and again. We kept them out and eventually they got a goal. But, like, what a performance from the, both the panel and the management from Clare. I mean, this is one of the great days, and we've had lots of them. We've had lots of down days. But what a performance from Clare today.
Absolutely. Fergal Hogan going over, shaking hands with David Fitzgerald and the Wexford officials as well. There's no doubt about it. This, we spoke about the Wexford Kilkenny game. It's zero consolation to Wexford that they've played in two superb games in the Summer Championship here. But looking out on the field, and absolutely thrilled Clare players outside, hugging in the middle of the field. But Tommy, when people, when we, I suppose the best way to judge a game is to look at it from a neutral point of view, if we can, for a few minutes. That never stopped. Clare dominated the opening 15 minutes, but after that it was absolutely helter-skelter from all the way. We spoke about, will a big score decide this game, and that's exactly what happened with Gary Cooney's goal.
And again, I suppose still, you know, we spoke about with the privilege of being here, you know, lots of people at home couldn't see it, but I hope we did it justice. We did the game justice. Look at, superb for Clare, but you know, Wexford died with their boots on. You know, and you'd expect nothing more from any team that Davy Fitz is over, right? But Clare really, really had to work. They had to dig it out. Substitutions, Jack Brown made a big impression, David McInerney bigger, Rogers two scores, and then the trump card at the end, Gary Cooney. You know, I mean, but sometimes, you know, you have to make it work. You have to make it work. And you ride your luck sometimes, but fortune favours the brave. And today, 225 to 221. This was spoken about potentially as one of the games of the year so far, despite the fact that there's two provincial finals on still. If it's better this evening than tomorrow, fair play to hurling isn't a great. But still, my hat, if I had one, is off to that Clare effort today, right? They kept their nerve, they kept their cool, even when they were under pressure, right? They lived dangerously, they fought hard, and I think, you know, they got their just rewards. Clare, the better team marginally overall.
They could easily have gone down the road, Tommy. There's no doubt they could have gone down the road of happing on the Tipperary game, happing on that decision all day long. And I said Brian Lohan will be one of the last people to say, it's done, it's dusted, it's over, let's start again.
Serves no purpose using and burning, you know, energy that they needed to bring today. He said what he had to say on Sunday evening. He got on. He took it as a man. The players took it on. And I think, you know, people are saying, had they a cause, had they this. The only cause these players had was to get justification for the amount of efforts they put in today. Win, lose or draw. Still, we looked for our ball, that ball with the Clare name in the bowl on Monday morning. We'll hear the clank of it on Radio 1. Bring on whoever we get at this stage, because I think Clare, you're in a position to take on. This is a new competition. It's the All-Ireland Championship, and we're in the next round.